todos a la venta para amigos y familiares de JCPenney hasta el domingo. Usa el cupón de 30% extra en la tienda y llena tu carrito con estilo y ahorros. Y obtén hasta 60% de descuento en joyería fina y de moda. Además, ahorra hasta 40% en ropa elegante para toda la familia. Compren juntos y luzcan de lo mejor este otoño. JCPenney, vale la pena. Selección de estilos, aplican exclusiones. Cupón y oferta de ropa válidos hasta el 8 de octubre. Oferta de joyería válida hasta el 22 de octubre. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.
Now I want to introduce you to somebody who is inspiring. On March 29th, 2011, while on foot patrol with the 2nd Combat Engineer Battalion, supporting, Marines, Corporal Joseph Woodke stepped on an IED, and the result of the explosion was he lost both of his legs. During a year-and-a-half long stay at Walter Reed, Corporal Woodke underwent several surgeries for his legs, and now he is medically retired. Certainly that you understand that. He has become an incredible athlete. He hand-cycled in 7 marathons, and he now plays sled hockey for the Nashville Sled Predators, and he is a world champion and an Olympic gold medalist. And he's on the Adam Gold Show. So how did you get interested in this?
So actually, when I moved down to Tennessee, a couple of my buddies that I served with who were wounded military had started playing. And they took me out to practice, and, you know, I just fell in love with it from there.
I mean, it's certainly not a sport you see a lot of people playing pickup. So what kind of a community is there?
It's actually, the community is really growing over the last 2 years, and most of the major cities in the U.S. have different levels of club teams, and that's where you can start playing at, you know, all the way from, there's different tiers all the way up to, like, kind of the national level, which we play at in Nashville. So, you know, in Nashville we have 4 or 5 teams, and then we have kids teams, too, where you can get started young. So there's...
The sled predators. Why don't they just call them the sledditors?
I don't know. That's beyond my pay grade.
That's very military of you. Give me the gold medal experience that you had.
Well, it was for the Winter Games in Beijing.
Yep.
So obviously going into that was a little nervous because of, you know, the COVID and all the restrictions that were still happening at that point. And unfortunately, before we went in, we found that none of our families or anything could go, which was a little bit of a letdown, but at least the games were happening and we were able to go compete. And, you know, after we got there, everything settled down, and it actually was an incredible experience being in Beijing for that tournament. And, you know, we were able to outscore our opponents 30-1 over the tournament. So that was pretty great, too.
Joseph Woodke is joining us here. He is he's on the U.S. sled hockey team, a gold medalist in 22, world champion in 21. And I know we just got finished with the Ryder Cup, and there's so much talk about, like, what the sport has given you. So what has the sport given you?
It gave me back kind of that sense of community I was looking for after I retired from the military. And really just a sense of purpose again. And, you know, I'm just a very competitive person. So being able to get out there on the ice and compete at such a high level just meant the world to me. And once again, being able to represent my country and, you know, wear that flag on my shoulder.
Is there a mission or a responsibility that you have as a Paralympian or just as an athlete with physical disabilities that maybe a regular athlete doesn't really carry, doesn't bear?
You know, I think at any level of any sports, you know, with disability or not, you know, it's whatever you want to take on. And, you know, a lot for the Paralympics and everything, everybody's trying to grow the sport and the awareness and the inclusion aspect of it all, being like, hey, you know, these real athletes out here competing and just trying to get the word out about the sport and people to learn about it. So, I we have a lot of great advocates on the team that are out there, you know, spreading the word. And, you know, as we travel around the country or the world, we're always trying to meet new people and show people that, like, hey, it doesn't matter if you have a disability, you're able to compete at very high levels, you know, around the world. And so I think we just really kind of take it on ourselves a little more to expand the sport and you know, let people know that it's out there.
Yeah, I think from somebody from where I sit, it seems to me like that you serve a higher purpose than other athletes do. You probably are more cathartic to a lot of people, and I think the example you set, the determination that you have, has a lot to do with maybe helping other people in similar positions. Final question, are you still cycling in marathons?
No, I haven't done a marathon in a while. After I made the national team for sled hockey, I kind of backed away from that. It was just, you know, it was just too much. I enjoy cardio, but not that much. I have to do it all the time. But I haven't done any marathons in a while. But you know, that might be something I look forward to in the future here a little bit.
All right. Well, I wish you all the best in the future. We have Joseph Woodke, a U.S. gold medalist at the 22 games in Beijing for sled hockey. I appreciate your time. Be well, and we'll check in again.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me.